If you want to find out what is important for your financial report card, simply go see your local banker. Fill out your personal financial statement and hope he or she rejects you. If they don't reject you, simply ask for more money. After they reject you, sit down and ask them what you can do to improve your financial report card. The education you receive could be priceless and life-changing. As I said, if you want to find out what is important in the real world, ask your banker. They look at people's report cards every day. But the question is, if bankers know so much, why aren't they rich? Why are they still working for the bank, minding someone else's business? The answer is found in a subject I covered earlier in this program, Newton's Law, that states, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The answer is also found in the explanation of why, in order to be a good, honest, and successful policeman, a policeman must also be a good crook. Or why every coin has two sides, a bird has two wings, and we have two legs, arms, eyes, and so forth. The reason most bankers are not rich is because they are too conservative. In order to be rich, especially if you start with nothing, you will need to be a good banker as well as a good gambler. And most good bankers are not good gamblers. As Rich Dad said, you have to pay twice the price. And to be rich, you have to pay the price of being both a good banker and a good gambler. And most people are neither. Rich Dad said to Mike and me, the reason most bankers are not rich is because most bankers are not gamblers. And the reason most gamblers are not rich is because most gamblers are not good bankers. I then asked him, are most people one or the other, either a gambler or a banker? To which he replied, no. Unfortunately, most people are financial losers. Losers? I recoiled. Isn't that a very harsh thing to say about people? I said, financial losers, Rich Dad replied in his defense. I don't mean to insult anyone. Let me give you the definition of a loser before you think of me as unkind. Yes, please give me your definition, I replied.